is the news and talk of Nevada. Now, Bosma on Business with award-winning entrepreneur Mike Bosma, sponsored by Clifton Larson Allen CPAs. We're getting Northern Nevada back to business on News Talk 780 KOH and KKOH.com.
Morning, Reno. It is Mike Bosma, your business savvy CPA, coming to you from the KOH studio. If you're hearing sound of my voice, you know, stay tuned. Put your seatbelt on. It's 60 minutes of action-packed business adventure. Or put your seatbelt on because Katrina might be driving. Of course, my beautiful and talented co-host, Katrina Lofton-Winkle, who likes to drive fast and take chances. Katrina, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So what car are you driving today?
I'm driving the Porsche today.
Driving the Porsche.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
How many tickets have you gotten in that Porsche?
In that one?
Yeah.
None.
None.
Let's not talk about
okay.
that.
Okay, let's not jinx anything. All right. So what's shaking in your world? Buying and selling lots of businesses?
Yes, we're busy. It's tax time, so we're trying to get updated numbers and get everything
right.
going. But it's, you know, business is really good, so...
That's good.
That's good.
So what's your coolest buy-sell story that you saw?
My coolest?
Yeah.
They've been all kind of difficult lately, so it's just like difficult month.
From your biggest challenges come your biggest victories.
I would agree with that, yeah. You know, we've had some... There's a lot... When business is good, there's a lot of buyers, and because there's more buyers that aren't... They can't get to the table. They're not as experienced. They're, you know, they get squeamish. They back out. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought, you know, it'd be fun if you're going to sell your business. You say, hey, I'm going to sell the business for $100, but I'm going to give you this education and entrepreneurship. That's $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah,
because that's
exactly.
really where all the magic happens.
That it is, absolutely, yes.
Well, each and every week we bring to you entrepreneurs and that share their journey in studio today. No different, talented entrepreneur and close personal friend, Robin Brocklesby from Creative Coverings. Robin, welcome to Bosma on Business.
Thanks, Mike. I'm excited to be here.
As am I. And so we kind of start the show off. You give us a little bit about what your business is. We call it the elevator pitch. So if I ran into you and said, hey, what's your business? How would you explain how you charge all this money for linens?
Oh, my gosh. So I have this business that I think most people out there have no idea even exists in the world. And so what we do, I own a company called Creative Coverings. And Creative Coverings provides high-end linens, tablecloths for parties, and napkins, and everything soft goods. But we actually manufacture them here, launder them here, and then ship them all over the United States to use... at parties everywhere.
So, yeah, as I've gotten to know you and your business partner, a fascinating business, but
it
not,
is.
Mm-hmm. Not
it,
your
it really
typical,
is.
You know, hey, I'm selling my services.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with this business model?
This is such an interesting thing. First of all, I can't believe I'm old enough to say that I've owned a business for 20 years. I know you all can't see me out there right now, but
well,
I look like I'm old enough
12,
to have it
right.
for five.
Right.
Right.
And that's
exactly.
true. Check out our Facebook page.
Yeah, right. check right. out our Facebook page. You know, the event business around the country is a multi-billion dollar industry. Mm. It's much bigger than people think. And it's not just weddings, it's corporate events. It is weddings. That's a big part of it. But
because you have to get
meetings.
The right linens to match the bridesmaids' gowns.
Well, that in the
or
wedding
the corporate
business,
logos.
That's big.
Yeah.
The corporate
yeah.
logos.
Right.
I'm going to
yeah.
be in Philadelphia next week teaching 250 conference center managers how to bring in themes into their event, which is
okay.
typically done with linens.
Right. Okay.
So it's you know, and corporate groups are great too. You know, we'll get calls for meetings with 5,000 people. But what's really interesting to me is. You know, back in 2008, when the economy tanked mm-hmm. and corporate business
went to zero.
Pretty much went to zero overnight. You know, even if there was a meeting, they needed the booze, they needed the food, they didn't need the pretty stuff.
Yeah, right. So if we're going to have to cut back on an event, right? So
it's going to be us. We're also the first ones to tell when the economy is doing well because they add us back in. But what was interesting to me was as horrible as corporate world was, the wedding business didn't go away. Even if maybe mom and dad hadn't worked or one of them had lost their job, they were still giving their daughters and their sons their dream wedding. So we had to make a big shift back then, where prior to that we did so much corporate business, we really made a big shift into the wedding industry, which we had always done, but we started
made it more of a focus, right?
Okay. It was interesting. So, you know, you always gotta think about business in multiple different directions, multiple different revenue streams.
So. And we call that the pivot, right, Katrina? So, you know, it's a business, you gotta quickly be able to respond and say, okay, I gotta, you know, we're waiting for the phone to ring. It's not ringing, it's not ringing, it's not ringing. Yeah, okay, well, where can I make a buck or two?
Yeah.
Which I love about business.
Yeah, I do too. So I grew up in the wholesale business. My dad is in the jewelry business, and he manufactured and sold jewelry to retail stores all over the country. And so in many ways, Creative Coverings does the same thing, but in the linen industry. So we don't typically rent to the bride. We rent to the person who's renting to the bride, or the person who's renting to the corporate group.
Right.
So we're renting to party rental companies across the country. We're renting to caterers and event planners and hotels, who then will take our wholesale pricing and then market it up
so they can make a buck without having to invest in sewing machines and linens.
Exactly.
That they'll probably never use again.
Exactly. And one of the things about the linen business, just like the clothing business, just like the home design business, is trends change. And unfortunately for us, they change really, really quickly.
That avocado green in the 70s, probably still on storage.
It's coming back, baby.
Right.
Actually, no, it's going to be the 80s this year.
Okay.
They're coming back. The 70s were last year.
No, that's so funny. I was out doing a run, and I you know, with my beautiful bride going through Idlewild Park, and there was a gal on a bike, and she had the big 80s hair and the high-waisted thing, and I was just
like, it's coming back. It's coming back.
The 80s are calling. They want your hair back.
Well, and but, you know, like the shiny lamé that I had on my prom dress in the 90s, that's coming back too. But it's interesting for us, the way that we keep our business rocking and rolling is by having customers all over the country. The challenge with a business like ours is that we are completely reliant, as are a lot of business-to-business companies, on utilizing a shipping company, UPS or FedEx. So
what happened to USPS? Evidently, according to President Trump, if you use them, you can actually get charged less than it costs to deliver your package.
Well, that
at
could
least
be
if
the
you're
case,
Amazon.
Except we send a lot of big packages, and we get a lot of personal service with the shipping company we use.
Which I was just curious.
They've never come to us to ask for a bid.
They should, yeah.
Which is
well, but
to
government, they're not going to.
Yeah, no. They can make us work for it.
Right, exactly. You go to them.
No, it's funny when you talk about government and government intervention. It's fascinating, like owning a building, all the little things that one would never even know of, Anyway, won't digress. But it's just so. Government not going to reach out to try and make you a buck or two.
All right.
But they will send you a bill if you.
Oh, they definitely
violate a
do that.
Law or statute.
Or charge more taxes.
Yes.
Right. Charge more taxes.
Yeah.
Taxes are. And fees. Actually, I'd say getting feed to death. So that's why in your world, so you're sending these packages across the great United States, and how do people learn about you? Let Google do the talking, or
Google does the talking. We get a lot of people who visit our website that find us on Google. Initially, for many years, we met a lot of people in trade shows.
Right.
That was a big one for us. But it's interesting. As life is changing and technology is changing, I think the trade shows are going to go away a little bit. They're expensive to be at. You have to send a lot of people. One trade show cost us $30,000 to attend.
Wow.
It costs $200 to get them to empty your garbage every day. So we're always coming up with new ways that we can get to our people. One of the things that we've done that's been really successful is, as much as I'm all about going out and speaking and teaching to you know, to people to press creative coverings on a national level and writing and PR and doing all that. Business to business is still relationship based. So we actually have offices in different cities like Seattle and Arizona and San Diego, and are looking in Northern California right now, because no matter what, no matter how popular your business might look over the internet, it still comes down to working with the ones you like.
Well, and that's where if you have a problem, so like, and ultimately you want somebody that's close that you can yell at.
Yep.
And that you can blame, right?
Or that you can give a big hug to and know that they're going to be there for you as well. And that's a huge part of it, you know, is I tend to look for the positive as opposed to the negative.
Just because you're much better than I am.
You know, but I really do believe that people work with who they trust and who they have those relationships with. They know that those people will go to the end of the moon for them. And, you know, in our issue, one of the things that's stressful with our business is it's not like you're buying something that you're going to put in your closet and use for the next 2 years. You have an event that's happening on Saturday, and if that stuff doesn't get there, that's a problem.
Well, yeah. So, like, imagine, you know, if you're the table company and you order linens and you're like, okay, and you know, you have to pay for the amount of time that you have the linen. So you kind of get them there maybe a day early, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get them there a week early. So you have a backup plan.
Well,
so,
and that's always, you know, every business has their little frustrations. And that's definitely one that we have. If weather is bad,
we're
definitely going to get it there early because we don't want to have to comp an order because it didn't get there.
Right.
On that same note, you know, we have customers here in Reno, we have customers in Boston, and if we ground ship it, it's out of inventory for 6 days to get to Boston, the days that the party is happening, and then another 6 days back, as opposed to having it go out somewhere on the West Coast where it may only be out of inventory for, you know, 3 or 4 days.
Right.
So, you know, every business has their mm-hmm. highs and lows. What's really a challenge for me mentally is that if you go and pull up most stressful jobs in the country.
Right now it's CPA.
CPA is this month.
Okay, right. But the other 11, Bosma.
Pull it up in Forbes, pull it up anywhere, and you will usually see event planning is in the top five,
which
kills me because we're all based on, you know, this is all about love and celebration. But I think some of that has to do with the fact that we are so, as you are right now, we are time sensitive and that event is going down no matter what.
Yeah.
And typically the people who are throwing the event don't throw a lot of them.
Right.
So they're stressed out. They're spending a lot of money, you know, and so unfortunately it can be stressful. It's probably why I dye my hair now, because I'm definitely 100% gray. Can't blame that on my husband or my kids.
Okay. Well, I just embraced the gray. So yeah, it's funny. Last time I went to get my driver's license renewed, you know, they fill out I had to actually get a new driver's license, and so like, you have to fill out the little thing about what color is your hair. So I leave it blank, and of course the lady at the DMV window looks at me and she's like, you know, she gave me that look, you know, like, you moron, you can't even check the box, you know. So I know she was going to send me back to the back of the line, and I'm just like, this isn't happening, you know. So in DMV, I got this little window of time to get down here. I got it because it's, you know, in September, so it's kind of my second busy season. Well, let's do this. We come back. Let's find out about my DMV debacle. We come back. It's Bosma on Business, News Talk 780 KUH. Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma. Of course, it's tax season, and as we do every show, we just have these kind of number one tax tips. And so one of the things that I wanted to make sure that everybody's doing, because it's the biggest no-brainer on the planet, is to do, I call it a backdoor Roth IRA. Okay, backdoor Roth IRA. The way this works is, depending on how old you are, you put $5,000 or $6,500 if you're under 50 or you're 50 or over. Into your IRA. People say, well, I have a retirement plan. I make too much money. I can't qualify for that. It's like, okay, well, you can make a non-deductible IRA. All you have to do is have earned income, make a non-deductible IRA, and then as long as you immediately convert that to a Roth. And then now you've got this $5,000 or $6,500 that's sitting in a Roth IRA that you never have to pay out once you get 70 and a half. You never pay the income on it. And probably the coolest thing about Roth IRAs, if you ever get to that spot where you have this great investment that's going to make bazillions, you do that in your Roth IRA. So there's a case that came out February of last year where, you know, we do a lot of manufacturing, and somebody did this thing called IC disk in their Roth IRA, put in $5,000, and the way the disk worked is they had $5 million in disk profits. And normally the IC disk thing is cool because you take ordinary income, 39.6, convert it into 23.8, but this made 39.6 into zero.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Court signed off on it. Yeah, I was like, going. So, and I was like, having those little abilities to get that you know, you have this sure thing's going to make a ton of money. Invest in that in your Roth. Well, you need money in the Roth, right? At $5,000, $6,500, it's going to take a number of years to get there. So you got to do it every year. It's just a little bit change. Backdoor Roth IRA.
We started doing Roths this year.
I think I am supposed to sign something like tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, so, and you have until the 17th to get that.
Okay. You better get on that.
I am meeting with him tomorrow. Right. Okay. And it was under your instructions. Okay. So whatever it is, I'll just sign it.
Make that happen. That's how that goes. All right. In studio, Katrina Loftonwinkel, M&A Business Advisors, and Robin Brocklesby from Creative Coverings. Kind of talking before the break about, you know, you're talking about you dye your hair.
Yes.
Which I've always thought was fascinating. You know, guys, we get the complete free pass. You know, we can grow old, and gray is cool. What do you call the one news anchor, the silver fox?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's interesting.
Of course, when I was in a DMV, as I was saying before the break, I don't check the box. You know, my hair used to be red, but it's really gray, but it kind of looks blonde. So I go up there, and the DMV ladies just like, looks at me like, you can't even check the box, you moron.
Because you're clearly blonde. That's what she was thinking. She's thinking, go to the back of the line.
She doesn't know what your hair used to be.
Fill the form out.
She doesn't care.
And she doesn't care.
Oh,
exactly.
I didn't want to get it wrong. I follow rules for a living. I'm an accountant.
So you didn't know? You're going to ask?
I didn't know what the rules are. I'm looking in the little instruction guide. What do you do when your hair color changes? You know,
you mark in a different box.
That's right. It's all what they see when they look at your license.
So she looked at me, she looked down there, she looked at me, tilted her head like, bless your heart, and checked blonde.
Oh, she did?
She did.
Well, so, how nice of her.
So I got the DMV lady to complete my driver's license application.
She'll probably get fired for that.
Better wow. not say your name on the application.
Yeah. So anyway.
I'm sure there's some rule against that.
I'm sure. Anyway, so that's where it was like all the little things that take mental energy that really shouldn't. But we were talking with Robin about kind of, you know, how that business is when you're in the deadline business and the stress that happens. So it's like right now, as we're in the throes of busy season, I find myself apologizing at least once a day because I get maybe a little slightly snarky.
Can happen. Self-care is really important.
You've been told you've been snarky, like, when it's not tax season, though.
Right.
Also.
Yeah. Well, that's just being playfully snarky. But the other day I was like, you know, I was trying, hey, where are we at in this project? Where are we at in this project? And they're like, well, we're waiting on the clients. Like, you know, if we had to wait for all the information, we would never get a return done.
Wow.
You just got to move the agenda forward.
Huh.
I mean, you'll think about it,
I
right?
I apologize, yeah.
Yeah, and
that
I
was
did.
A little, yeah.
I apologize little to everybody I've offended in my life.
That
and we have that
so
in writing
sincere.
Here.
It
does. No, it's true. Actually, so it's a true story. I did this apology, so just to make sure everybody's aware of it, you can go back a couple years and look at it. Maybe I'll redo it. But anyway, I had a friend at a cocktail party, ran into somebody that worked with me like 20 years ago, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, I know. You work at the same firm. Oh, yeah, I know Mike Bosman. And she goes, that guy's the biggest ass on the planet. And then went on to, you know, detail in by bullet point about when I had this, you know, hey, that skirt is too short discussion with her, you know? And I'm like, it was 20 years ago. Like, that stuff mattered now. Now, naked's okay. But back then, that was not cool.
Naked is not okay.
The thing is you're always so nice around me. Is that because I'm your client?
No, it's just because I'm... most of the time, I'm a nice guy. But every moment... But in those moments... So I just put this thing on, this blanket apologies. Like, if I've ever offended you, I'm really sorry.
I remember that, yeah.
And I'm trying to do it better tomorrow than I did today and way better than yesterday. And so I'm not the same guy I was 20 years ago.
That's right. You can't live in
the past.
That's
true.
I'm not.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
It's all about mindfulness.
Right.
None of us are.
Right. You know? No, that's true. Yeah. But I'm like, she carried that around with her for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't give anybody
that
kind of energy, man.
Oh, exactly.
Anger
you're right.
On
I'm telling
well,
you, dude,
and yeah,
not give
nobody
people
deserves
the
that right. amount of energy.
That
yeah.
really causes yeah. gray hair.
Yes. Yeah, I'm like, going, hey, you know, love you. Mm-hmm. Just. It's good, but that's where we're talking about the event and deadlines. And so, how do you manage that when somebody's like the shade of fuchsia is just a hair off from what the bridesmaid's dress is?
Well,
like.
I'll tell you, when I am an amazing crisis manager, and
hence your chosen vocation.
It is my chosen vocation, which is funny because actually, when I'm not running creative coverings, I'm also the president of the crisis call center here in Reno.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Plug. That's my free job.
Right.
But I think when it comes to crisis, a big part of that is listening and hearing and letting whoever you're talking to understand that you know mm-hmm. how they feel.
Yep.
And not over-talking. That is what causes the majority of the problems. People just need to get their feelings out and they need to be heard.
Oh, that's
so
is great advice.
That's great advice. Yeah.
Right.
And they need to have somebody who's empathetic, who owns the mistake.
Yep.
And I learned that probably in my 20s. Own the mistake. Don't come up with an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, gosh.
And
it's what you ordered. It's what you ordered. I have
like
signed
worst
documents.
Thing. Yeah.
You know, right.
Am I going to be the first one to blame UPS? No. You know, it just is what it is. And
right.
blaming isn't going to fix the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem exists. So all we can do now is come up with solutions to maybe help
right.
with that problem
mm-hmm.
and get it done. Mm-hmm. So usually I find when somebody can talk it out, and if it's truly a mistake that we've caused, which happens on a rare occasion, what I think most of our customers want to know is that we're working hard to fix that so it doesn't happen again. You know, I call that fail forward.
Right.
And I tell everybody
failing
who's
forward.
Ever worked
right.
for me, make the mistake. We all make mistakes. Just look mm-hmm. really hard to not make that mistake
right.
again. And we teach our customers when we've done that, we go out of our way to show them. You know, we compete with some really large customers, with some other companies who do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing we can offer is our customer service. And 9 times out of 10, what somebody wants to know is that, no, we're not perfect all the time, but we're going to make ourselves better even next time.
Right.
So.
No, it's great, great, great insight. And I think that's where a lot of times businesses that struggle the most just really don't have a way to deal with conflict, don't have a way to kind of resolve customer complaints in a way that works for the customer and for them, right? Mm-hmm. So, well, let's do this. What I want to do when we come back is kind of talk, Robin, about kind of how you've taken maybe some of your passions outside of business and kind of what you're doing there and talk about TEDx and kind of that experience. When we come back, it's Bosma on Business, News Talk 780 KOH. Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma. Did you get that tip from the last segment? The backdoor Roth IRA? But you better, right after the show, they post
it.
You want to listen to it because you want to get that one. So, again, no brainer. The other one, since we're talking about retirement, so if you're a business owner and you didn't heed my advice back in November and December and get that awesome retirement plan set up, you can set up this thing called a SEP IRA and put up to 25% of your income as a sole proprietor or 20% of what you made as a sole proprietor, 25% of what you paid yourself on your W-2, you can still set that up.
Until Monday or when?
Or until the extended due date, which might be why you want to extend your return, right?
Yeah.
Because that's, right, like, so let's just say for grands that you made $100,000 in your business and you got this big tax bill and you're all stressed out about it. And especially because you're like, oh, Bosma told me I'm going to have higher tax brackets in 17 than 18. I'd rather pay less tax in 17 because I know I'm going to have less tax rates in 18. And so the SEP IRA thing, you can set it up to the extended due date, which could be September 15th or October 15th if you get the form filed. And then pay it later, but then you get that, if you made $100,000, $25,000 deduction back there, save you $6,000 in tax. Right?
They're awesome. And you can put so much in.
Yeah.
You can stuff them.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you got to do that for your employees, too. But a lot of businesses, you know, it's for them or their employees. And then, in fact, I'd probably say the other thing is we're talking about SEP IRA is make sure that as soon as if you're thinking about starting a business, the first thing you want to do is set up your SEP IRA.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, right? Because then you can, then you have to cover you because you're the only employee. Then you say, anybody else will cover you in 2 years.
Oh,
right.
Interesting.
But you do have to offer it if you own multiple businesses to everybody involved with all of your businesses. It can't just be one. Is that correct?
It's kind of correct. So, in fact, I had a client. So she sold one of her businesses. She's 50-50 partners with her business partner. And so I said, hey, this is, you know, your other business has now no employees except for you. So we're going to give you or have you do a defined benefit plan. And the third-party administrator said, oh, no, that all has to be all the mothership that's 50-50 has to have that covered too. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's, you know, and they're like, well, this is why we think. I'm like, well, no. And I went through and I'm explaining to the third-party administrator what the affiliate service organization rules are and why they don't qualify, right? I'm like, no, this is like not even close. There's a proposed reg out there that says you can have 50% of your revenue from the affiliate, and we're at 2%. Why are we even talking about this, right? And so all of a sudden, then everybody started, third party mail. Well, I'm sorry. I'm like, what? You know, guys, this is on your plate. That's your expertise. Like, kind of shame on you.
Right. But yeah. I'm telling you, it's like medicine. You need a second opinion.
Oh yes.
Seriously.
No, you're absolutely right.
You're
because
so
people
right.
like
mm-hmm.
they kind of work in these general rules, but at the end of the day, where the magic happens is in between working the fine print on this, right?
Yeah.
So like, check out my Facebook page. I like to be liked. I have almost 200 spots left before I max out on Facebook.
Wow.
But like, I walked into this bar with a good friend of mine, and the sign said free beer, right? So I posted it on Facebook. So I was, because I loved it, because it was like free beer, and you look closely and it says free, and then itty bitty little print Wi-Fi, itty bitty little print great beer. Right? Yeah, you gotta get, you can walk in, you think, hey, I'm looking at the big picture, I'm gonna get my free beer. Like, no, you gotta, you know, that's where you gotta have people that get into the weeds.
Yeah,
that's just true.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, but we were talking about crisis, right? And conflict. And in studio, Robin Brocklesby from Creative Coverings, and also the president of Crisis Call Center.
I am.
And Katrina Lofson Winkle from M&A Business Advisors. What is Crisis Call Center for the two people out there that are not familiar with it?
Well, I'll tell you something. This is an interesting story. The reason I'm involved with the Crisis Call Center so dramatically now is because when I really needed it 5 years ago, and we can talk about my TED Talk in a little bit, I didn't know they existed.
Okay.
And I'm pretty tied in. I touch almost every nonprofit event in this town with our linens.
Right.
And I didn't know they existed. But the Crisis Call Center, we took 65,000 calls last year.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people think they're just people calling to talk about suicidal ideations. It's not just that. It's people dealing with PTSD. It's people dealing with the domestic abuse. It's people dealing with all kinds of crises. It can range from, I'm going to lose my house and I don't know where to go, to my boyfriend and I broke up. And there's some very serious calls that come in. We also have a texting line. And of the 10,000 texts we took last year, 90% of them were teens.
Right.
Wow.
Were teens. And that number is not readily put out there by the schools yet. We're working towards that. So This is an organization in this town that really runs triage to every nonprofit here.
Yeah.
People call, and we have a book that's 4 inches thick of every nonprofit and places that we can send these guys for help if they need it. So it's been around for 51 years.
Right.
That's awesome.
Okay. So, and now you said you had an inflection point 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing?
No. Well, it's a big, long story. We're going to need about 5 hours. But I will tell you this. It probably started with my own. It did start with my own. You know, I like to own my own path. And I've been in business for 20 years. And for many, many years, I ran that business based on what I thought my customers needed from me, and did my best to be the person that they needed me to be, but wasn't the best at being what I needed me to
be. Gotcha.
And I worked hard and I traveled. You know, I was in the 100,000 mile club. I was traveling all the time and had 3 babies in 4 years, and got to a point where Jerry and I were almost divorced, and I never saw my kids, and I was working all the time, and I was, you know, and I played a good game. I smiled all the time, and people thought I was happy. But I would sit in my bathroom at night and cry and think, how did I get here? At any rate, it's a big, long, convoluted story, but in 2013 and 14, my family and I, as part of this story, did have an issue with somebody stalking us on Facebook, by the way. Mm. So I'm very, very careful about who I let into my account, Mike Bosma. But what I learned through the whole situation, after a tremendous amount of therapy, after a tremendous amount of looking at myself and the stalking, I wouldn't wish upon anybody. In fact, if it's something you're going through, I would recommend finding my TED Talk. You can search it under Robin Brocklesby TED Talk. It's right. called Overcoming Fear of Stalking. But what I learned in my entire journey was you can't control somebody else's behavior. The person who did that to me made that choice. Mm-hmm. That's their fault. But you can be very aware of what gets you to that point in the first place. And the best way to do that is to really have a lot of self-awareness. Yep. and to own
right.
what you're doing. And when you're not happy, realize that the most important thing is yourself and your family, not the business. You know,
right.
don't grow the business for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
Be okay with being yourself, and everything else will flow.
Yeah, and the business should complement all of those things that are happening in the business, not detract from it.
It should. You know, for me, a big one was I own a fashion-based company, right? We buy products based on what's happening in home design and clothing design. And everybody that I work with around the country, well, not everybody, but a lot of them really love that. You know, there's designers who love really fancy handbags and fancy shoes and fancy clothes, and that's amazing for them. But that wasn't me.
Right.
I am a leggings wearing baseball hat kind
yoga
of a girl.
Pants, right?
But I talked myself into many years believing that I had to be that person.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you pretend to be something you're not for too long, it can right. really wreck you. So be yourself.
Be yourself. Well, yeah, and I know I had a member of the team years ago. And so we have coaches in our organization. And so not only my current organization, but my prior organization. And so, yeah, I was talking to one of the coaches, you know, kind of doing performance evaluations. And she kind of said to her coach, she's like, yeah, she's really in kind of a bad spot. She said she might hurt herself. And I'm like, wait, what'd you say? You know, and she's like, well, you know, like, She said that like out loud, right? She's like, yeah, well, you know, crisis call center is like, hey, you know, brought her in. Hey, we're going to, you know, are you okay? Can we call together?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of did that handoff. And she went through just, you know, just going through in life, right? And then like the way that I've heard it described is, you know, you just don't want to create a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
And a right. lot of people have trouble getting past that.
Right.
You know, when you're in your lowest valley,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, is when we learn the most.
Yep.
But when you're there, you can't see getting to that peak. And
right.
sometimes you just need somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need a couple people to talk to.
Right.
And
yeah.
you got to just keep talking mm-hmm. it out to get to the next place.
Right.
I have found for me that being able to give back has been the best healing
right.
thing ever. So sometimes when I'm in my worst, I need, if I can help somebody mm-hmm. else, it helps
right.
me get back into perspective
yep.
of, no, you know, we're just human.
Well, we're all trying to find our way. And so that's like, I know for me, that kind of passion is a marriage and couples relationship. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, when I kind of started this couples group through my church to be able to say, hey, we're just going to focus on that marriage relationship. And it's kind of you're breathing life into a relationship that's really important for people
mm-hmm.
and important for me, you know? So it's just like, hey, I just want to kind of keep this on the forefront. Kind of sounds like what you've done as well.
Well, it has.
Pay it forward.
And
right?
I got to tell you, next week I'm going to head to Philadelphia and teach a whole lot of people about how you create and maintain a dream team at work.
Right.
And the biggest premise to that is the same thing that's the biggest premise to having a successful marriage or a successful friendship or relationship, and it's communication.
Right.
That's key.
Right.
And, you know, maybe I'm good at it now because I've been to so much therapy. Everybody in my office jokes that I'm kind of the in-house therapist.
No, I'm telling you, man, it's like, you know, people laugh, and man, it's like, you know, getting through, you know, a severe amount of counseling, you know, saved my bacon. And
yeah.
and that's where, you know, I just, a lot of people, you know, Robin, I appreciate you sharing your story, because a lot of people, they kind of put on the heirs and pretend, and you know, versus what I found is, you know, I was asked to write this, you know, what's the biggest, you know, kick butt thing you've ever done? And I just thought, you know, I'd rather, I just don't even want to try and pretend, you know, it's just about failing forward. Talk about the biggest failures, because you know, not that it defines me, but it definitely, those lessons learned came from those seasons.
Well, let's be honest
to yourself and others. So let's do this. We come back, the number one thing, when you're kind of living a life of business and personal and all of the above, it's Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH. Welcome back to Bosma on Business. Your host, Mike Bosma, coming through the throes of busy season. One of the things that the last bias point for the tax part of the equation that I just have to let you know is there's a thing called the automatic method change to change your accounting methods. And if there's ever time to look at doing that, save you a buck or two, now is the time. But as soon as you file that tax return, that ship has sailed. So there's nothing I can do to fix it for 17. So extend. Please, for the love of all that's right and just and good, extend. So, yeah, because otherwise you can do that all the way up till September 15th. If you're,
and you can download that form yourself.
Yeah, 3115.
I did it last year.
There you go. So, the extension form.
Yes, the extension.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
don't do a change in accounting method yourself. Call me.
I can. No, help you. Don't do that. No, no. Yeah. Oh my gosh, no.
So Katrina, you know, we leave our listeners with that number one thing. So, kind of.
I would say, you know, today the number one thing is communication. You know, I've seen it, lack of communication destroy businesses. That's a number one thing with partners when partners aren't getting along. You know, you have to communicate with your employees no matter how hard it is, or your, you know, in your personal life, all of it. It's crucial to any success, I think.
No true words ever spoken.
Thanks.
Very true. Robin, what do you think?
Well, I think I agree with that, but I think you have to get deeper than that, because a lot of people, communicating doesn't come naturally to.
So true.
So you have to really be authentic and vulnerable. And when you can be okay with that, I believe that communication becomes a little bit easier. When you're not scared of how you're going to be perceived, then it becomes, I think, easier to have that communication.
Yeah.
Very, very true. It's funny. I call it haters hate, right? So I, you know, had a picture. So I go to Life Church and had a, you know, a picture of me and my life group there, this couples group that we manned the popcorn booth for the 50,000 eggs we gave away that day to kids, get them all hyped up on sugar. But anyway, I took a picture and somebody posted on my Facebook page. It's like, oh, so your church condones divorce.
And I saw someone just comment on that, yeah.
And I'm like, geez, you thought I was snarky. So I think the first thing I said, no, we're all about faith and redemption and forgiveness. That's what we're about. And then I kind of thought about it for a second. I was like, you know, no, come to think about it, no, they didn't get a vote. They just got to pick up all the pieces afterwards. And of course, then I kind of reached out to this person like, hey, do you seem like you know me, you know? You know, do you and do I offend you? Something? We need to have a talk. Are you like really my ex-wife that is in the pseudo thing? I don't know.
But a whole nother radio show.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but that's where like you kind of talk. It was like, hey, I'm just gonna reach out to you. Yeah. And like, I don't know what
your
beef with me is.
That's good. I saw that comment, and yeah, I was like, wow, that was,
because the first thing is block. We're done. You know. Yeah. But I'm like, you know, just. You know, if people are trying to find their own way, like if you're in a twist over this, whatever, you know, hey, I just nothing but good for people.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
Even
yeah.
people that hate me.
Well, and who knows what she was going through at the time or whatever, right. But that was nice of you to reach out.
All the time when somebody says something angry to you, you never know what they're going
through. That's right. Right. Yeah.
No, that's very true. It's like somebody blows by you and they cut you off or whatever. I'm like, well, man,
that
they
was
got
me.
It.
Probably.
It probably was.
Of course. Yeah.
And I appreciate all the slack people give me when I did it to them. So, now that we're back up to free 60-minute consultations,
yay,
we're outside of business season. You kind of need that second opinion. Number one, extend 4868 for your individual. That's kind of the number you need to know. Those are easy to do. It can happen automatically. Go to irs.gov to make that magic happen. And then, of course, call us 786-4900 or send me an email, mike.bosma@claconnect.com. And we'll come help you make your 2017 tax magic happen. Of course, next week, guess what? More advisors, more business. Awesome. It's called Bosma on Business. News Talk 780 KOH.